Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a good Saturday morning. We are back. Hello there. Happy weekend. 6 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco once again on Facebook Live. And we hope you had a good week. We are getting ready for a very, very hot, spicy show today. This is going to be a lot of fun. Already posted some pictures, Tiger, on our Facebook page. And it's a good thing that I stopped you from eating that pepper. You were going to eat that pepper.
My eyes are just watering being in this room right now.
What pepper was that that you're holding up, that red one?
That was the Carolina Reaper.
So the Carolina Reaper, as far as I know, is the hottest pepper in the world, right?
In the world.
Is it 3 million?
2 million.
2 million Scoville units.
Which basically means it will burn the inside of your mouth.
It will. It'll burn your stomach. It'll burn everything as it goes through. Who would eat? Now, do you know anybody who's eaten that and not had to go to the hospital?
I don't know of anybody. Man.
You can look at YouTube, and you can see some videos of guys eating them.
Eating a Carolina.
I don't think they went to the hospital.
They probably had milk right there, right?
They did have milk, and they were in extreme pain.
Yeah. We got a bunch of mad scientists that are creating these hot peppers lately, it seems like. They get hotter and hotter. And I'm not sure what the reason is, because how could you use it in cooking? I mean, what's it good for?
I mean, there are, you know, when you go to a Thai restaurant, there are the levels that you can ask them to prepare the food.
Right.
And there's some really spicy food that they prepare. So I'm sure there's a market for people that enjoy the spice. I think that
maybe just a little bit.
And, you know, I think that talking to Patsy today, which, you know, the reason why we're talking peppers, we're going to be talking with Patsy Coles from Sandia Seed Company. It can't have great flavor, though.
Well, no, exactly,
you
right?
Know, it's only
spice. It's a novelty. Isn't it a novelty?
It's only spice.
No, wait a second. Habanero peppers have great flavor.
No, but they do have great flavor.
Don't tell me no.
But when they're really, really hot,
you get kind of you lose the flavor.
You don't eat it straight. You use it in cooking.
Right.
It's just like truffles. You know, you want to bite into a truffle and say how good this is.
How did we get on truffles?
Well, because you just grate a little tiny bit of a truffle into
I would imagine.
So the same thing with peppers. If you were making something, you put just a tiny bit in there.
Now, that Carolina Reaper, if you took just a little bit, I'm sure you would taste it because it's that potent.
I'm sure you could lick it, and it would probably.
I'm not licking the pepper.
You know, I think that the Grim Reaper got his start because he ate one of those.
He ate
Carolina
one of those.
Reapers.
Yeah, are one of those over there, John, that you're looking at, Grim Reaper?
That's the Carolina Reaper.
Or the Carolina Reaper. I'm sorry.
And there's the.
And there's also the Devil's
Ghost.
Tongue. The Devil's Tongue
the
is over there.
Tongue, yes.
There's a white boot jalokia.
Really?
Yeah.
A white boot jalokia. Say that right?
Yeah. Well, normally they're red. That used to be the world's hottest pepper.
That's the habanero, right?
Habanero.
What's the habanero?
The boot jalokia.
Is it habanero?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Oh, it's the ghost pepper.
Right.
Sorry.
I was confused too. Too many peppers in the studio.
Yeah.
Because John wanted to sing, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, we're all a pepper too.
Well, so you would have brought that music up.
You know who wrote that? Well, see, here we're getting off into another tangent.
Of course, everybody knows who wrote that song.
Was it Barry Manilow?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. One of those guys, years ago wrote it. Yeah, Barney, exactly.
Barry Manilow did the Coke commercials.
Well, I know years ago I was in Las Vegas, and here's another name out of your past. John Davidson, who you'd have no idea who he is, Tiger.
But
John Davidson.
He used to be on that show with Katerina Valente, and
he hosted Hollywood Squares for a while.
He did.
But he did a whole Vegas
that show
act.
With
he,
the.
There you go. See, I should have kept talking.
Trying to think of who the other guy is, the kind of chubby comedian, Dom DeLuise.
Okay.
Katerina Valente. I think it was called The Entertainers.
Well, he did a whole Las Vegas act where he sang nothing but commercials. Every commercial back from the 70s and 80s, his show was like, I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, and sang all these. We're off in an entirely different tangent. Let's get back to the peppers.
So,
let's get back to more John Bagnasco trivia.
So I will tell people, though, right now, we are going to be talking peppers. We're going to be talking some vegetables and stuff. Now, the reason why we can have these peppers in studio, though, is because it's too late to plant these peppers because now we're already harvesting. Peppers are a warm season crop, or a hot season crop, I should say, because they love the heat. They love the full sun and the heat. So, but this is a good time to start thinking about coming up, you know, for fall vegetables, but then also next year, planning on what you're going to be doing and kind of things you're going to be growing, seeing what else is new. Like John had mentioned, there's so many varieties of peppers now.
Yeah.
And over there at Sandia Assisi, she has over 100 varieties of pepper alone. And when you've got the white ghost pepper, you've got chocolate habanero peppers, you've got, you know, all kinds of varieties. And they satisfy. The shishito pepper is a real popular right now, a pepper right now for a lot of restaurants because they prepare it just as they just put a little salt and pepper on it. They serve it as an appetizer. And that's a real hot, not real hot pepper. It's a trendy pepper at the moment.
Okay.
And that's kind of fun. So a lot going on.
You know, speaking of growing things, and I want to, you know, pat us on the back because I picked up those Garden America seeds from you, Tiger, about a month or so ago.
Uh-huh.
I had lettuce, spinach, cilantro, carrots. The cilantro has to be the best cilantro that I've ever tasted. My wife and I last night went out. We clipped some. We put it in our salad. Unbelievable.
That's the slow bolt one.
Very, very good. And that's our part of our seed line of Garden America seeds. Unbelievable. Just the best cilantro we've ever tasted.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're already. I mean, I can believe it, but
you should see
it. Seems like just yesterday you were planting that veggie.
Well, and it also says too, as we read up on it, that you don't want to let it get, you know, grow too much. Mm-hmm. So we're cutting it at about the right time. I'll take a picture and show you. It's huge, but so I mean, and you can smell it too. Great smell.
Take a pepper home, and you can make us some salsa.
I could do that. Yeah. So we're going to be talking more about that when John toward the end of the year next year our Garden America seed line, or is that something we should even be discussing on the air live?
Well, you can buy seeds all year round.
Okay.
You know, now's the great time to put in fall vegetables. So, and if you go to Mission Hills Nursery, you can order the seeds from us online or just go pick them up at Mission Hills.
If you live in
Nursery.
San Diego, you can go to Mission Hills Nursery or order our seed line at gardenamerica.com. But again, our seed line is fantastic and that the cilantro is unbelievable. So,
if you live
in
the Chico area, you can go up to Hodges Nursery over in Durham.
There you go. Garden America. Good packaging, too. Looks real good. You can see the seeds, which I like.
Yeah, but now's a good time to put in your winter crops. You can put in radishes. All the root crops can go in now.
By the way, radishes grow in about 24 hours, too. You can actually see the radish come up. It's that quick. Aren't they one of the more faster-growing?
They are. They're really quick.
Yeah, if you want results quickly, a radish is a good one to plant.
Yeah, it's a great vegetable for kids to plant because they can see results quickly. But also time for peas, all the coal crops, which are things in the cabbage family, vegetables in the cabbage family.
Leafy greens, spinaches, chards.
Yeah, so now's a great time for planting. If you live in one of the southern states, if you're up in the Midwest or Northeast or Northwest, it's time to do what they say in Texas and hunker down.
Yeah, hunker down and get ready for winter.
Thursday was the autumnal equinox.
Yeah. First day of autumn, right?
Yeah. In San Diego, I think it was right around 1:15 or something.
Yeah,
like
about 1:15, I went outside and I things shook just a little bit. And I said, it's here, autumn.
You may have been feeling the aftershocks from the earthquake in Mexico.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, no, it, Things don't shake. Oh. But we did, for one of the very few times in California, have fall weather for that period of time.
Yeah, it's
been
cool.
This whole week, yeah. Now, tomorrow it warms back up into the 80s and 90s for
really?
A week. Yeah.
I hope it cools off quickly. This has just been... You know, listen to us complain here in California.
Yeah,
we have about a 5-degree tolerance when it comes to temperature here. So we do apologize for our whining, especially if you live in other parts of the country. Okay, Facebook Live, we hope you're joining us. You can ask your questions and comments right there on Facebook. You can also call us at 855-424-9825. A lot of people still like to email John. That's John at GardenAmerica.com. And John, that quote of the week, we're going to take a break here, bring on our guest in just a very few minutes.
We're going to do the quote now?
Let's do the quote now, shall we? It's 15 after the hour.
All right. Let me find it here. I've got to
scroll up.
Scroll up, not down. Okay, here's the quote. Going along with today's themes, Chipotles to me are one-of-a-kind pepper because they're smoked jalapenos. They're fiery and they're smoky. It's good to use Chipotles in salads or soups or condiments. That works really well. To me, they always really pick up anything that you put them in. And that was from Chef Bobby Flay.
Ooh.
A quote or a comment?
Yeah. Or a plug for Chipotle.
Yeah, a plug for Chipotle. I'd like to see him eat a habanero. Here you go, Bobby. Chew on this for a while. Our guest is locked, loaded, and ready to go. And that's Patsy Cole. She's next after the break here on Garden America. We are talking peppers. So, again, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can post your questions, your comments right there. You can chat with each other. You can email us, john at gardenamerica.com, or pick up the phone. We still take phone calls, by the way, toll-free at 855-424-9825. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco. Welcome to your Saturday. It is Garden America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars. It's the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Start planning and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us. Your garden buddies are back. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you for watching us right there on Facebook. 21 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, questions, comments, or Facebook as you watch us on Facebook Live. We are talking peppers, hot, spicy peppers, and somebody who knows a lot about peppers, Patsy Coles, is with us, Tiger, as we get into today's conversation.
So this morning we're going to be talking with Patsy Coles from Sandia Seed Company, and they specialize in just a wide variety of peppers. Now, we're talking sweet peppers, hot peppers, flavorful peppers, big peppers that you can stuff, that you can eat, that everything under the sun. Patsy, good morning. How's everything going?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing excellent. We got the pepper shipment here, and we're in our studio right now. We have these peppers on display, and it's so fun to actually see these peppers in hand because, you know, we hear about them in their Scoville units or their shape or their size or their flavor, but then actually have the pepper, it's pretty impressive. And just opening up some of these peppers that came in little plastic baggies, some that made my eyes water. I couldn't even touch them because some of them are so hot. But this is a really fun, company that you have that you get to work with all these varieties of vegetables.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can take them out of the baggies. They won't hurt you, not until you bite into them.
They're not going to bite us, huh? We're okay if we touch them. Just don't touch our eyes afterwards, right?
Well, there's one we don't have to take out because I think it melted through the bag already.
Oh.
That was the Carolina Reaper. The bag's just melted.
Oh, my goodness. The capsaicin oil is on the inside, so if you break them open, that's when they really get hot. You can actually smell them, and your eyes will burn. Even your skin will start sweating just looking at it.
You should wear gloves then, John.
I don't know if I want to touch them. I'll think about it. I'm more likely to touch these than I was the lizards and snakes last week.
Yeah, that.
Hey, Patsy, I'm a little bit curious. How long has your company been in business, and how did you get started? What enticed you, or what made you think this is a great idea to come up with a company that sells pepper seeds?
Yeah, we've been in business for 10 years, and we're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And how it started was I wanted to grow some of the hatch green chilies that you can purchase in New Mexico that they're so famous for. And so I was looking for the Big Jim or the Joe Parker or whatever. And at that time, you had to buy them by the 5-pound sack. So I thought, hey, what if I put these in seed packets? I wanted to be popular. And oh my goodness, in Albuquerque, everyone's like, oh, everyone wants these. This is great. So we grew from 6 different green chili varieties, and now we're to almost 100 different pepper varieties from the sweet ones and the super hots and so forth.
And, you know, in New Mexico, like you said, you're known for the hatch. And you're saying that you guys can only find them in the five. How many seeds is a 5-pound bag of seed? That has to be thousands and thousands of seeds, right? I mean, who's going to go through that quantity?
Oh, no kidding. Absolutely. And some of them were in 50-pound sacks. So it was doable for the home gardener at that time.
So tell us a little bit about, number one, some of the cool varieties that you introduced and why they're known to be interesting or unique. And then maybe give us some tips on people wanting to grow peppers later on what they should plan on doing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You were touching on some of the varieties, like the white Buchalochia. That's a new variety of white Buchalochia, and it's a little sweeter, more citrus flavor. And it's really popular, making the white salsa and so forth. And the plant gets covered with fruit, like about 100 peppers on it at one time. That one's
It's kind of pretty, too.
Yeah, it's really neat. And it's smooth. It's really an oddity, and it's fun.
This is the Buchalochia, Brian.
No, the Carolina Reaper right there.
Right, that one. We're on a 7-second delay, though, so Brian's now holding up the Buchalochia.
I'm sorry. That's it. That white one is the white Buchalochia. And that one's really flavorful. You can do a lot with that pepper. And the heat creeps up on you slowly, and it lingers. Different peppers have different heat. You know how you bite into a jalapeno and then, you know, instant heat and it goes away. Oh, that's a great shot.
And, you know, we were talking about, before you came on, you know, who would want to eat peppers this hot, that it just seems like they're way too hot. But they're not grown to eat plain, right? They're used in cooking and in salsas. And at least I don't think people are going to sit there and eat Carolina Reapers plain.
Some people do, but mainly it's used to make, you know, those YouTube videos where they you watch someone eat it and suffer and cry or have contests or whatever. But there are some folks that'll make salsa and eat the super hot salsa like every 2 weeks because of the endorphin rush. What happens is when something is so hot, your body tries to override it and releases a lot of endorphins. And some people get addicted to that feeling, so they make their Carolina Reaper every couple of weeks. They have to have it.
Wow.
I can understand that. You would get a rush, but I would imagine also you want to be very careful if you're going to make a salsa or something else to just put just a little bit in. You're not going to put the whole pepper in, right?
Right. And you know what a really good one to do that with is the chocolate habanero. It's at about 300,000 to 400,000 Scoville. And that is my favorite flavor for salsa. And I just put in like half of a habanero in 6 cups of fresh salsa, finely minced, and it is so good, delicious.
And now when you're growing these peppers, you know, obviously they all have their ratings as far as Scoville rating on how hot they're going to be. But is there a way to make them hotter, less hot? Is there a time to harvest them so you get the maximum and then maybe harvest them early so you don't get them as hot? Is there things that people can do besides just, you know, grow them and harvest them?
How much control do you have over the Scoville units, right?
Exactly right. Well, each pepper is pre-programmed, you know, like your green bell pepper is not going to have the heat. But there are several things you can do. Lots of people do it with the hatch green chilies is you can stress them. What you do, you grow the plant, get it to flower and fruit. Then you begin stressing it by just completely letting it dry out, putting it on hot cement, definitely not fertilizing it.
Putting it on hot cement? Is that what you said?
Yeah, full sun.
So is that... So, like, take a container pepper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then put it on hot cement. I was like, wait a minute, do you harvest it and then just throw it on the pavement?
Throw it on the old pavement right there. You're good to go.
No, I apologize. No. Yeah, if it is in a 5-gallon container, you can set it in a very hot spot. And so so forth. But and another thing is the green chili peppers, when you leave them on the plant, they do turn red. And usually that's a sweeter flavor. If you allow the green chili peppers to mature to red, they taste good. And there's a...
Hey, Patsy, we got to jump in here and take a break. Stay, hold that thought, Patsy. We've got a commercial break coming up. We do want to hear more as we talk peppers with Patsy Coles here this morning on Garden America. A very hot and spicy show. Going to take a break. 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. We're going to step aside. Happy Saturday morning to you.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
It's the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Start planning and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA.
It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 35 minutes after the hour. Back here with Garden America, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Happy Saturday morning along with John Bagnasco. Understand that we have some audio problems on Facebook Live coming and going. Our crack director, Tiger Palafox, is monitoring the audio, and we'll stay on that because a lot to say, not just to watch, but also to hear as we talk peppers this morning. And one of the questions we had was, John, was it from Dana, the shelf life of peppers?
Yeah, and I think she wants to know maybe when they're picked, how long do you have before you use them? But then also I know a lot of these peppers can be dried and used much later. Is that right, Patsy?
The shelf life, you can extend it by not putting them in your refrigerator and breaking down the cells on the outer skin. So if you have them on your counter, they last a couple of weeks or whatever. But as far as preserving them, it depends on the thickness of the skin. Earlier you were talking about chipotle, and jalapenos have a thick skin, thick flesh. So that's why they're smoked over a wood fire and dried and makes that great chipotle flavor. But other ones, the thinner ones, you've seen the red ristras where they hang all the red peppers on a long string.
Right.
You're drying your peppers for future use, and then you go ahead, and when you're ready, you can make your red chili sauce out of those. And those stay good all year. Those are really a great way to dry peppers. You can also roast them and freeze them, so you'll always have, you know, your frozen peppers.
Hey, Patsy, real quick. Now, on preserving them, it's a really good way to do it because, I mean, we talk about some of these peppers, and you're only using a little bit, possibly, when you're going to actually use it. So you're not using the whole pepper. But a pepper plant can be really productive and yield a large volume. So but at the same time, peppers only grow during the warm months out of the year. So for a lot of people that are out there and they are going to grow a pepper, it's good to harvest it. Preserve it, like you're saying, whether it's to dry it or freeze it, because you're going to get, I mean, what do you think on a classic habanero pepper plant? How many habaneros do you think a person should be able to yield from that?
Oh, my goodness. They are heavy producers. I'm thinking 50, 60.
Yeah.
If you can pick the mature ones, they keep flowering and fruiting over the whole season.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you've got 50 peppers coming off of one plant, that's going to easily last you through the whole year for all your salsas, for all your cooking, just off of one plant. It's really a good yielding plant.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can infuse oil with hot peppers, or you can infuse alcohol or whatever. People put it in vodka for a week, and then they drink it.
Wow.
Put a new term to fire water right there. Huh?
Exactly.
Absolutely. They have all the different flavors. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, on our website, we have 5 different jalapenos, and I'm excited this year we're offering the New Mex Lemon Spice jalapeno. That's a yellow one. They're starting to make them in different colors, like purple, yellow, so forth. So I've got that.
So that's called New Mex Lemon Spice?
Lemon Spice jalapeno, and it's bright yellow. It's beautiful. It's going to be great for cooking and everything.
And now jalapenos are red and green also, right?
Absolutely. They usually are green, and then you can use them at that stage, or they fully mature to red. and then you can pick them, and that's the great time to smoke them and dry them at the red stage.
A lot of people don't realize that a green pepper is called green because it's not ripe.
Exactly, right.
And when they're ripe, they turn red, just like green olives are unripe olives, but they're black when they're ripe. So green pepper's not really just the color, it's the stage.
It's not
also
ripe yet. Okay.
Right? Yep, usually. And
hey, Patsy, I was just going to ask, you said that you have four varieties of jalapenos, and somebody's asking about milder peppers, and of course the bell peppers are all sweet, so there's no heat to those at all. But there are versions of hot peppers without the heat that still have the flavor, and I don't know if you carry it, but our number one selling pepper this year was the habanera.
Yes, that is so awesome. A habanero with no heat, and then you get all the habanero flavor. And so that is just awesome. You guys have the habanero, and we offer the New Mex Trick or Treat, and it's so flavorful. It is so delicious. So what you can do is you can make a habanero salsa with like six of the no-heat habaneros, and then just add like half of a hot one, get all that flavor. It's like the best invention, because for the longest time I'm like, why would you want a habanero with no heat? I just didn't understand. But
right.
You do.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people love the habanero flavor, but not so much
the
heat.
So of all these peppers that we have here today and the ones we're talking about, just for the person who doesn't have a whole lot of experience, what would be some of the better peppers to cook with or make salsa, Patsy?
Well, the ones that you don't have to roast, like the serrano, that would make a nice salsa. I don't know. the Anaheim is a very mild green chili. Mm-hmm. The Fresno, that has great flavor. Earlier you were talking about the shishito. That one is a fun one, but that one is sweet. And you can go in your garden, pick 15 of them off the plant, and just fry them in oil and salt them and just eat them right then. That's the greatest thing. I don't know. We just have so many.
I know. There are
there really
tons
is
of them.
A pepper for everyone, which is which is the fun thing because, you know, when you can cross the barrier from sweet to hot all within one plant or one plant variety, it gives you a lot of versatility. And then, like I'm saying, when they're such heavy producing plants, if you put three or four peppers in your garden, number one, they stay compact. So when you grow a tomato, sometimes those tomatoes can take over the whole garden, which can be a little bit difficult.
Sure.
But peppers are like are little bushes.
Peppers are going to stay right there.
And so you put three or four varieties, and all you need is one of each variety because, as she said, they're going to yield sometimes 50 peppers that, you know, depending on what you're cooking that night, you're always going to have something there ready to go for you. So it's a lot of fun to be able to cross that. Now, when should people start anticipating planting their peppers for the most part? Now, remember, we have listeners all across the nation. So if you can kind of give us some different regions and when they maybe want to start putting some of these seeds in the ground, that'd be wonderful.
Right, exactly. And it does depend on your first freeze of the spring. And what you want is you want your soil to be warmed up to, like, you know, no lower than 55 degrees at night before you transplant your pepper seedlings. So what you're going to do is start your seeds 8 to 10 weeks prior to the transplant date. And you start them in a seedling mix, in a tray, on a warm seedling mat. And that's the key to success to germinating your peppers. And you keep them warm at 80, 85 degrees continuously until they germinate. And then what you can do is, the best thing is to make sure you have a solid root going before you transplant them. So you might want to bump them into little 4-inch pots and get them going really strong with at least 6 leaves. And then transplant them outside when your soil begins to warm. I don't know the different regions, but in Albuquerque, if you can transplant them April 15th and they'll just sit there in this animated state. Or you can transplant them May 15th, and then they take off. So I definitely like the warm weather.
And is there any fertilizer tips that people should have? I mean, are peppers a nitrogen lover, or are they just kind of an all-purpose fertilizer? Yeah. What kind of fertilizer should people use to get their peppers growing?
Yeah, actually, you want to be careful with the nitrogen because they just love it, and they will grow into a full foliage bush and you know, not think about flowering. So you start out with a balanced, you know, fertilizer like a 5-5-5. And then what happens when they begin to flower, you can give them the phosphorus, the middle number. You can increase that to produce more flowers and fruiting. And then once they have set the fruit, you probably do want to, you know, you don't really have to fertilize at that point. You want them to put all their production into the fruit, the pepper, because their main goal is to reproduce, so they're going to be concentrating on that.
You know, Tiger said that peppers are nice, compact plants, and for the most part they are, but I've noticed on some of the varieties of the hot peppers especially, maybe it's more the Asian type, but the plants get to be pretty big. I've had peppers anyway that I've grown where the plants were about 4 feet tall. But anyway, we'll ask Patsy to comment on that as soon as we get back
from this
break.
We've got one more segment, right? One more segment. We'll wrap things up with our guest Patsy Coles here as we take a break and return. Again, 855-424-9825. Whatever questions or comments you have, you can also hit us up on Facebook Live with those questions and comments. Also chat with each other. Another way is john@gardenamerica.com. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Mann. Going to take a break. Coming right back. Going to wrap things up with Patsy Coles. Stay.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. Let's be the breakthrough.
Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
See all the possibilities at the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home and yard in one place at one time. Ask the experts in all the different trades and get special low show prices and free nonstop seminars. It's the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars. Start planning and make it happen at the Fall Home Garden Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. A festival of great ideas and products for your home all in one place at one time. Get free advice from professionals, benefit from special show prices, and enjoy free nonstop seminars.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It's been a quick hour. We have one more segment coming up here, Facebook Live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is 51 minutes after the hour, talking peppers with our guest, and we're going to ask maybe a question or two, wrap things up, Tiger. And, boy, a lot of people wondering about peppers and the shelf life and how to cook them and put them in salsa, and there are just so many ways to go.
Yeah. You know, just prior to the break, though, we were talking to Patsy about the size of some of the pepper plants because Tiger had mentioned how nice and compact there were, but...
And John likes to challenge me.
Well, no, but I've seen some types that get a little bit taller, so I thought that we would talk to the expert and ask Patsy what her experience is.
Yeah, about the average size is about 3 feet tall and 3 foot wide, but there are differences, like the chili tapin or the tapin. You know, peppers are perennials, and so if you're in a frost-free area, they'll continue to grow, and that one can get up to 6 feet tall and wide.
6 feet?
And then there are
ornamentals.
Yeah, the ornamental peppers, if you're having an accent on your patio or in your landscape, they can get 2 feet tall, and they're just beautiful with all the colors on them, and they hold the peppers a long time, but they're smaller. There's all different.
Yeah, I just thought of a pepper that I haven't thought of for a while, and I wondered if you knew anything about the fish pepper. And don't feel bad if you don't.
Okay. Oh, okay, John. John enlighten us on the fish pepper.
Yeah, it's a mottled green pepper. I have grown it. I didn't get much flavor, but you could tell me about it.
Well, no, I really don't know that much about it because I've never tasted it. But it is the plant itself is variegated, and
yeah, it's a beautiful plant.
Right, and it was used during slave times down south because. The fish that wasn't fit for the people in the plantation house was served to the slaves, and obviously the pepper or the flavor wasn't the best, so they covered it with this pepper, and that's why it was called the fish pepper.
Yeah, look at that little history lesson on the fish pepper.
And since Patsy said it didn't have a lot of flavor, they basically took a bad flavor and coated it with a mediocre flavor.
Well, you know, the flavor depends on what you're comparing it to. If you're comparing it to Carolina Reaper, there's not much flavor. Yeah. But probably better smelly fish.
Say, Patsy, before we leave you real quick, I want to ask you, though, since working with all of these peppers, obviously, you know, you got brought into it by having the green hatch and the hatch peppers. So what's your number one favorite heat pepper that you like for heat?
Ooh, well, earlier I said the chocolate habanero. That one is delicious. I like the Scotch bonnet yellow. That one's really good. My favorite pepper is the chamayo. It's a land-raised chili from Chamayo, New Mexico, and it makes the best red chili sauce. It starts out sweet flavor, and then there's a mild heat, and your lips get hot. And so the chamayo is delicious for red chili. That's
perfect.
Probably my favorite all-time pepper.
And if people want to go and get your seeds, they can go to sandiaseed.com, correct? And you ship year-round?
Yes, we do.
So if you want to get the chamayo seed package right now, they can go right to their website and order them.
And perfect stocking stuffers looking at the seed packs. If you happen to be on Facebook and you can see her seed packages, they fit in a stocking just right.
You're talking Christmas already, John, aren't you?
Hey, everyone else is.
You've got to plan early for Christmas, for gardeners anyway.
Yeah.
That's right, and they're packed for the 2018 growing season. So they are a good
perfect
gift.
Yeah. And yeah, they're only $3.99, $2.49. So listeners out there, if you're interested in some fun peppers, go to sandiaseed.com. Patsy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We hope you have a good rest of your Sunday. And how's the weather out there in Albuquerque?
And Saturday, too, for that matter.
Oh.
Have a good rest of your Saturday and Sunday. Have a good weekend.
Beautiful. It's beautiful outside. 75 today. It's going to be great.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much for being with us. You betcha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Seed.com.
And spell that Sandia?
S-A-N-D-I-A.
Okay.
Seed.
And that's where you go for all those peppers, and we have a variety here. What are we going to do with these peppers after the show?
I'm going to make you eat them every single day.
I mean,
one,
I would almost be, I would be tempted to take some of them and just like, cut off just a little bit. And make it into a salsa or something to where I feel safe enough to where I'm not going to, you know, have to go to the hospital and burn my mouth up.
I think we should cut a little piece off and then each one of us just see what it tastes like.
Well, grab the one right by you, the closest one. That's not a bad pepper. What is that one there? That's the hatch, right?
Yeah, that's the hatch green.
Hatch
extra
green.
Hot.
Extra hot? Let me see that. Yeah,
but only 10,000 Scovilles.
Compared to the Carolina Reaper, which is how much?
2 million.
2 million. Okay. Well,
now she said that the red.
Yeah, I'll
which
take the green then.
No, the red she said was a little milder, right?
No, she said the red were hotter.
Now the green just means it hasn't come to fruition yet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hasn't ripened.
Hasn't ripened yet.
Has to come to fruition, or you wouldn't have a fruit.
So it comes to fruition first, and then it ripens. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
It's fruition first. I saw that T-shirt that you were wearing last week.
Fruition first.
Fruition first.
FF.
Oh, what do you think? What is it?
It's extra hot.
And you actually bit it? Did he?
I took a piece off. Yeah,
but try the red one. I don't think the red one.
Give me a minute.
It's really bad, huh?
You want some
milk? It's not really bad. It's a spicy bell pepper. It's a spicy bell pepper. Yeah, so
well, I don't know. You know what?
Don't forget, Tiger's Hispanic, and he can eat things can't.
Brian says he likes.
I do. It smells
hot
good.
Peppers. There's really good flavor. There's definitely good flavor. It is spicy. It's not unbearable. You know, but
try this red one.
Give me a minute already.
We should have brought milk in here today.
I know. That's my biggest fear is that I'm going to be on here and be choking.
How do you feel? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Yeah. No,
it's not that bad.
No, it's not bad. It goes away. But it's got really good flavor. And so that was the hatch extra hot. So that what would that be? Maybe like the Miss Junie or the Barker's hot hatch pepper. Now, John, why is it that their New Mexico is hatch pepper? That's what you hear about New Mexico's getting their hatch peppers. Why that zone? Do you know?
Well, first of all, the hot, dry areas are great for growing chili peppers, right? So it's something they developed there, and it probably goes back to indigenous peoples' times. I would imagine. But to be honest, I really didn't know about Hatch peppers until today.
I just tried the red one.
Is it worse than the green, hotter?
It's not as hot,
It's not as hot. It's sweet. It's
okay.
Sweeter.
I told you.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
But it did just go down my throat really hot.
We're going to do some pepper tasting during the break. We are back in 6 minutes after. Thank you for watching us and joining us on Facebook Live. Come back and see if Tiger and myself survive.
Get some water.
We've got news coming up, and we are back in 6 minutes after. Stay with us here on Garden America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.